every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Always records being broke, personal, team, highs and lows, the standings. We're going to cover it all, and of course, your curtain call questions as well. So on tonight's episode, but yeah, each week seems to be a new player. Could be a veteran, could be a rookie that's either setting a team record or establishing a personal record, and so lots of exciting moments on that. As we've talked about over the last few weeks as well, certainly some key players on playoff potential teams that have not caught fire, have really stalled in the second half. There's no question they got to get it figured out over the next 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks before the playoffs get started, and figured out quick. Having said that, on the other side, you talk about Mookie Betts. It looks like he's starting to settle in, so that's good. It's been a long, long dry stretch with him for this season, but all stuff that we'll talk about on tonight's show. So before we get there, can't thank you enough. As always, Dirtbags, you know it. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. That's the bottom line. It's as simple as that. You got to get up. You got to get after it. And you got to get dirty every single day. On the field, off the field, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to be a dirtbag, that's you know the way it's got to be. And there's no exceptions. Don't settle for second best. Be your best. Always. So to all the servicemen and women, of course, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do each and every day. So Noel and myself, the rest of Dirtbags in the nation, we can all do what we do. And thank you for, again, allowing us to come into your listening ears, wherever you are around the world. Again, thank you, thank you. And it's you just can't put a price on it. So you need to know that from Noel and myself, and super important to us. So, you know, again, good show. Getting down to crunch time now. Obviously, some divisions have really tightened up. The AL West, we'll talk about that. Some have gone the other way. NL East. So we'll talk about all that type of stuff on tonight's show. So again, if you've been playing in the past week, hopefully it's been a great time for you. You're having fun. You're succeeding. It's been a great experience, which baseball should be as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, no matter what it is. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over a million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, dirtbags. Nolan, where are we kicking tonight's show off?
Yeah, so first thing I want to say, I hate doing this, but I got to give him credit because he was a heck of a player. Anthony Rizzo, longtime Chicago Cub, obviously started out the career with the San Diego Padres. Helped the Cubs win the World Series back in 2016. Announced his retirement today officially from the MLB. He's retiring as a Cub, so I don't know exactly when they'll do his one-day celebration and everything like that. I got to imagine it would probably be their next home game. At least that would make the most sense to me. Obviously, just one heck of a player. Everybody in the Cubs clubhouse can attest to the guy that he was and everything like that. So I just wanted to start out this show by saying congratulations on your retirement, Anthony Rizzo. Hopefully you don't come back as a Cubs coach because you did a number to the Cardinals when you played against us, man.
Yeah, great story, right? From going from Boston to the Padres, getting the cancer situation early in his career, coming back from that, and then going over to the Cubs, getting the World Series and all the other accolades that he did there as well. Four-time All-Star. Just a good player, right? And again, like we say at the top of the show every time, Dirtbags, you know, we all have the teams that we root for. We all have the players that we root for. But just like Nolan said, at the end of the day, it's acknowledging, it really is acknowledging greatness. That guy that isn't just a great ball player, but a really good baseball ambassador. And that's what Rizzo is. You can't say anything else about the guy. I never heard any bad things. You know, you remember back to him pitching against Freddie Freeman and you know, the strikeout, and it's just really good baseball memories of that guy, whether you're a fan of the Cubs, whether you're a fan of Anthony Rizzo or not necessarily. There's going to be one moment I can guarantee you, Dirtbags, that you would look at and you'd say, you know what? I appreciate what that guy was as a player and what he became and what he went through. So great call, Nolan.
Then Connelly Early, the number six prospect for the Boston Red Sox, called up obviously last night, completely dominated the Sacramento Athletics, punched out 11, which tied a franchise record by a Boston Red Sox, making his debut with the team.
Yeah, that kid was dealing, man. I watched some of the highlights tonight over here getting prepared for the show, and boy, nasty stuff. I mean, the pitchers out there or the coaches out there, they you know, you really understand what pitch tunneling is and stuff like that. I mean, that was a great example of it last night out of a rookie in his MLB debut. I mean, fastball off the slider, off the cutter, off the, you know, it just boom. And he had those guys swinging like they were lost. There was no question about it. And you know, what was great for me to watch it as a pitching coach is he was around the dish. When he missed small. And so if he had to miss a little bigger, it was on swings and misses. And it was because of that, that just that tunneling, that that pitch that comes out looking fastball all the time, and then all of a sudden it's not there. That was impressive. I give that kid, if he can go ahead and build off of that, boy, Boston's done something right with him, and he's obviously a good talent himself. So what a debut.
Then Juan Soto becoming the fifth member of the 30-30 club with the New York Mets. Joins Daryl Strawberry, David Wright, Francisco Lindor, and Howard Johnson as the only five players with 30-30 seasons in a Mets uniform.
That's a great group of players, Nolan. You just covered a lot of decades. You just covered a lot of dirtbags out there. I mean, there's a lot of us out here that, you know, my generation and even older, and that just covered 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s. I mean, that's good coverage. That's a good company to be a group of. There's no question. And we all know, I mean, he's had his ups and downs this year. We know who he can be as a player. It's, does he want to be that as a player? And hey, he's got a long time and a lot of games that he's just going to have to figure it out and be as consistent as he can over that stretch if he wants that real, real big time admiration. But as good as he's doing, boy, the Mets have struggled again lately in the last 10, but we'll talk more about that in the next segment in the standings comments.
Then a couple more pieces of history. Nick Kurtz becomes the first rookie since Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco to have 30 home runs with the Sacramento Athletics. And the last one that I would just want to touch on for this week, Mr. MVP of the National League, Kyle Schwarber, hits his 50th home run last night. Second player in Philadelphia history behind Ryan Howard, who also won MVP the year that he dropped 50 bombs to reach the 50 home run plateau.
Yeah, like you said to me before the show, and that, and there'll be other Phillies out there and stuff like that. It's hard to believe that Mike Schmidt never made it to the 50 plateau. And I'm thinking 46 was his highest. I'd have to look it up again or whatever. But, you know, and again, I mean, high 40s at that time back then was astronomical. Those are huge numbers, man. I can remember being a young kid and just thinking, oh my God, that's amazing. That's incredible. And now, I don't know if 50 is not commonplace. There's no question it's still a milestone, but it seems like a massive milestone. It seems so far from the high 40s that it's funny to say that. But again, we've been talking about Schwarber all along, and you've been consistent with him as being your NL MVP all along. So he just continues to prove it, right? So the one I want to jump in on as well, the other one, Nolan, Justin Verlander, continuing to strike out his own personal strikeout record, passing Gaylord Perry this year, this past week as well, moving up the all-time list. And I got to be honest, he's looked pretty solid his last two outings. He's been pretty good all year. There's no question. I mean, he certainly had some bad games, tough games that showed his age. But lately, he's, whether it's the momentum of the strikeouts or what it is, but it's also having effect with the Giants as well. I mean, what are they? 7-3, I think, in the last 10. So they put a nice little run together. I don't know if it's too little too late. I think it is too little too late. I mean, they're only at 74-71, so it's a huge mountain to climb. But we've been talking about the Dodgers and Padres, and they haven't been good playing good baseball either over the last 2 weeks. So anything's possible. Who knows? But exactly right. That's another good record to go on. And baseball every week, it seems like that, you know, Big Dumper's been really quiet since the All-Star break. We've talked about it. But, of course, every home run he hits, a milestone for him, right? Who's the next guy going to be? You know, you look at a guy that you wouldn't even think of or whatever and that, but look what Ranger Suarez is doing for the Philadelphia Phillies since Zach Wheeler's gone down. I mean, that guy just continues to deal, Nolan. It's incredible watching him take the ball.
Yeah, no, he really has been very impressive. And Obviously, he was a get a couple of years ago, but like, it's funny because, yeah, anytime that one of those big three take the ball, now I'm excluding Aaron Nola from that conversation, but anytime one of those other guys is taking the ball, you're pretty dang confident that they're going to win the game. Like,
yeah,
there's not a lot of teams that I can say with certainty that there's probably about a 75% chance that any of those three guys on any given day can get you a win. And that's including the Milwaukee Brewers. And I'm not disrespecting the Milwaukee Brewers because I think the Milwaukee Brewers, as it currently stands right now, are head and shoulders above the rest of the teams in the MLB. That being said, though, Philadelphia, man, that's going to be a tough out in the playoffs because you got to figure, okay, they get the bye because the Dodgers are probably going to be the three seed going into the playoffs. Philly gets the bye. All of a sudden, you're rocking Sanchez, Luzardo, and Ranger Suarez in that divisional series round. Aaron Nola, I don't know what he's going to be. I can't see him being a starter right now, but they got some long relief options there. Come the NLCS, I'm sure he'll probably be a starter again. But it's like, man, if you had Zach Wheeler on top of that, holy! I don't think we'd be seeing Ranger pitching as good as he is, honestly. To tell you the truth.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know. My very final thought for this segment is don't. I hope everybody recognizes the Philadelphia Karen that happened over the weekend. So don't be squawking about missed balls, dirtbags. So, but we'll be back here after the break with the standings.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, Let's get to the standings, my man.
Yeah, so this week we're going to start out with the NL East. You get the Philadelphia Phillies, 85-60, 7-3 in their last 10. New York Mets, 76-69, 3-7 in their last 10. Miami Marlins, 66-79, 3-7 in their last 10. Atlanta Braves, 65-80, 4-6 in their last 10. And the Washington Nationals, 60-84, 7-3 in their last 10. I don't know why Washington all of a sudden decided to start trying. Kind of a silly decision this late in the year, but good for them for joining the participation award trophy. Atlanta and Miami, I don't have too much to say about you guys. New York Mets continue to struggle. Even some of their younger kids, they're coming up. Like, I'm talking their pitchers. They're coming up, and the more that the MLB players are starting to see them, the more that they're starting to get hit a little bit. Now, that being said, I still think right now, if I was the Mets, I'm rocking those three kids going into the playoffs. Because, tell you the truth, I think that they've been three of their better pitchers ever since they got called up. Like that Nolan McNeil or McLean, he's got nasty stuff. Jonah Tong, his stuff will play very easily. Drawing a blank on the third kid's name that they just called up recently. But I like all three of those starters. The offense needs to keep it going because they've been just too inconsistent all season long. And then the Philadelphia Phillies just continue to hammer away at it. I mean, they're only, what, four or five games away basically from clinching the division. And, I mean, at that point in time, they can rest their guys. Because I don't see them losing out on the two seed, and I can't see them gaining enough ground on the Brewers to get up to the one seed.
Well, that's it, right? They just both lost Trey Turner and Alec Baum to the 10-day IL, and I think that was a good move. Nothing significant, really. Get them out of there quick, get them out of there early, and the fill-ins have been doing an amazing job. What was it? Look at Harrison Bader over the last week.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Goes into the top spot for Trey Turner, a couple of bombs. Loving life, man. He's a second life. I mean, that's got to burn you, Nolan, being a former Cardinal or whatever. And I know you were a really big Harrison Bader fan. You always loved the grittiness of him, the dirtbag of him. And so they look good. They look great. Like you said, the Mets, those young guys, they got to keep going through it. They're going to have their nerves. They're going to have they got to grind through these last two and a half weeks. And their starts and go into the playoffs in the best position they can, because the Mets don't have anything else right now. We talked about it last week, right? You got Peterson, you got Clay Holmes looking tired at the back end and that. He's still serviceable, but you know what the playoffs are like. You got to get, what, three or four innings, unfortunately, out of them, and that's about it. So,
well, that's it. They're going to be playing a lot like the Toronto Blue Jays of 2013 when they pulled Jose Berrios and Kevin Gausman after three or four innings each in the playoffs.
Yeah. So that's the bottom line, right? So, and the Washington Nationals must have listened to our podcast last week, Nolan, because it seems every time we rip on somebody the next 10 days or whatever, and that they're lights out. So I'm going to take a little credit for that, dirtbags.
Jumping over to the National League Central, you get the Milwaukee Brewers, 89-57, 5-5 in their last 10. Chicago Cubs, 82-63. I'm just going to make this simple. Every team in the NL Central over their last 10 is 5-5, just so I don't have to repeat this. Cincinnati Reds, 73-72. St. Louis Cardinals, 72-74. Pittsburgh Pirates, 64-81. I'm not going to dive too much into Milwaukee. As it currently stands, they're down, what, 5-3? In the seventh inning against the Rangers, so they'll might lose that one. Going to a three-game losing streak, which is obviously tough at this part of the season. But the Cubbies obviously just lost their closer, Palacios. IL, I'm not quite sure what the reasoning is yet. I just saw that he's been placed on the 10-day IL. Cincinnati, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, not going to dive too much into them. They're playing for next year.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the Cubs at PCA two games, and then they had the off day there last week. He bounced back over the weekend, a little better, and that's still not hitting bombs or anything like that, but certainly looked rejuvenated. So I've been saying it all along for the last month, right? They need him. They really need him to catch fire again and stuff like that and get that team rolling. So Hap looks good. Horner's looking better. They look good, but they're just, I don't know what they are. That young Horton pitcher, he looks good in that NL Rookie of the Year. He's a real good find. So that's a good solid looking pitcher there. Reds are playing good ball or whatever, and that they're competing still, right? But the pieces just aren't there. You can tell. Hunter Green's looked great though since being back.
Jumping over to the National League West, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 81-64, 4-6 in their last 10. San Diego Padres, 79-66, 4-6 in their last 10. San Francisco Giants, 74-71, 7-3 in their last 10. Arizona Diamondbacks, 72-74, 5-5 in their last 10. Colorado Rockies, 40-105, 2-8 in their last 10. Obviously, the Giants are kind of making that late push, back by 5 games of San Diego in their wild card. But, I mean, they're only back by 2 games of the Mets for the third wild card spot right now. So they're the team that's closest in contention. Obviously, a little bit of a log jam with Arizona, St. Louis, and Cincinnati all basically being 2 to 3 games back of that 3 spot. But, I mean, right now it's basically just San Francisco, New York Mets, barring something drastic happening, in my opinion. San Francisco, though, Willy Adames, he might become the first 30-home run San Francisco Giants since Barry Bonds all the way back in 04. I'm not giving credit to Devers because obviously he played half his year, well, 2 months basically with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, but at least Buster Posey's got to be a lot happier the way he's been playing lately. He's kind of woke up with the bat again. He's got them going a little bit. It's helped Adames again. That team's starting to look all right. I mean, I if you're a Giants fan out there, hopefully it's not too little too late or whatever and that, but you're a bit of a scary team. You're a bit of a scary team. I'm paying attention if I'm the Padres and the Dodgers.
Well, I need someone to fact check me on this because I'm not too sure, but I saw this today that Logan Webb, this was his first 200 strikeout season. Like I said, I'll need someone to fact check and write back to me, but that kind of surprised me. I figured that he would have had a 200K season before, but that's what I heard today. So I don't know.
You looked at yourself. Yeah, that is interesting. Okay, let's jump over to the American League.
Yeah, American League East, you get the Toronto Blue Jays, 83-61, 5-5 in their last 10. New York Yankees, 80-64, 6-4 in their last 10. Boston Red Sox, 81-65, 6-4 in their last 10. Tampa Bay Rays, 72-72, 7-3 in their last 10. And the Baltimore Orioles, 67-77, 7-3 in their last 10. Toronto Blue Jays, obviously, Buck Martinez, I'd say, probably made the biggest headlines this past week. Just absolutely tearing into the New York Yankees. Don't know what the reasoning was behind it. I think he just went completely off script and just decided to badmouth the Yankees because he just went at them. Just saying, horrible bullpen. Starters aren't consistent. Hitters aren't doing enough except for hitting solo home runs, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, Buck, that's probably not the thing you want to do when your team's up by 3 games. You guys have already had confrontations earlier this year between Jamie Campbell and Michael Kay. Don't push your buttons, man. Like, you're only up by 3 games, and it's 3 games on New York and on Boston. Like, yeah, that's a tight division.
The old don't wake up sleeping dogs, right? So we'll talk more about the Blue Jays in the curtain call questions. So carry on to the Central.
Okay, so the AL Central, you get the Detroit Tigers, 83-62, 5-5 in their last 10. Cleveland Guardians, 74-70, 6-4 in their last 10. Kansas City Royals, 73-72, 4-6 in their last 10. Minnesota Twins, 64-81, 3-7 in their last 10. Chicago White Sox, 55-90, 7-3 in their last 10. Minnesota Twins, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next week because I think Rocco Baldelli might be fired. I really got that funny feeling that I don't think they're going to let him finish out the season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see for sure. I mean, then the White Sox playing a bit of spoiler down the stretch, which is good to see them competing and firing and stuff like that. Tigers, again, 5-5, still, you know, they've got the lead, so they're comfortable. I mean, Guardians have been playing great lately. Good series against the Rays look good. They're making a push. They're making a push. I don't know if they can make it, but they're at least making it entertaining for the fans.
Then finally, the American League West, you get the Houston Astros, 78-67, 3-7 in their last 10. Seattle Mariners, 77-68, 5-5 in their last 10. Texas Rangers, 76-72, 7-3 in their last 10. Los Angeles Angels, 68-77, 5-5 in their last 10. Sacramento Athletics, 66-80, 3-7 in their last 10. Already kind of dove into the Athletics, so we won't get too much about them. Angels, not much to say. Texas, obviously, still making a push for that final wild card spot, which still belongs to Seattle at this moment in time. But I mean, Seattle, with the way that they're playing right now, I think that they're going to jump Houston and take that division lead before it's all said and done, before the year's over.
I said it last week, right? Astros just haven't been the Astros to me, watching them play lately and stuff like that. Just stuff you don't see them do, and the injuries, and just they're not playing Astros baseball to me. You made a good point or whatever, and that when October comes, see what happens. But they got to finish this out for sure. The Mariners aren't playing fantastic baseball, but they're doing enough. I mean, when you go 3-7, you go 5-5, you jump two games, they're one back of them. But the Rangers, hottest team over the last month, man. They just continue to roll. Like you said, they're leading the Brewers right now today. That's coming down to the wire, man. If you're MLB, I mean, you're loving life. If you're an AL West fan, you're loving life. If you're the team chasing, then you're not loving life. If you're an Astros fan right now, you're not feeling as comfortable as I would think you were in the last decade. So it's that simple. It's going to be interesting. I hope Rangers can stay hot. There's a lot of players down there that I like. And they're bringing in some young guys. That Hellman guy, he's been doing real well for them. Garcia's not back yet, but Bochy's got them playing Bochy ball, right? Like, that's what Hall of Fame managers do. We try to put a valuation, a price tag on them. You can't. You just simply can't. Players gravitate to that type of stuff. They will go through a wall for that type of stuff. That's the bottom line. That's the reality of it. And he's got them doing it. So it's going to be fun to watch it down the stretch. There's no question. I hope it continues. So, Dirtbags, that's all for the standings. We're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter a month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Well, Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, and thank you for sending them in. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You got Noel and I guarantee that if it's a personal question, we'll write you back, we'll message with you, video chat with you, whatever it takes to help you out with whatever your concern is, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, a trainer, or even just a fan. That's what we live to do. That's what we do. That is the bottom line. We love it. So let's get after it, Nolan. Blue Jays fans pumped up after last night's game against the Houston Astros. Going into the extra innings, Jose Altuve's at second base. Guy hits it down to Vladdy Guerrero at first. Pulls the ball like he's supposed to do, move the runner over. Vladdy comes in, doesn't even hesitate, guns it over to Barger. Altuve's out by 7 feet at least. It's a little league slide once he realized what was happening, and he's 4 feet off the base. That's a great play. That's a huge play when you're trying to compete for playoffs, win a division, try to get first overall even in the league. Man, like, what's your thoughts on that? Are you having the same excitement as the fans calling in?
Yeah. I mean, how can you not be excited about stuff like that? Like, that's showing that they're a team that, you know what, even though that's in theory a risky play, that was showing that Vlad was heads up enough to make an educated decision on that play. Okay, I know Altuve not necessarily dogging it per se, but certainly wasn't running full speed. Okay, I know I got that lead runner out at third base. All of a sudden now it's first base with one out. Right? And then all of a sudden now, okay, I got my double play set up. I got all these different possibilities. Obviously, there's a lot of risk involved with it, right? You're the first baseman, especially right-handed first baseman. It's not like it's just that natural throwing motion for the lefty. I got to come across my body and fire a seed over to Addison Barger over at third base. But at the same time, man, if I see that that guy's not busting it over to third base to try and get himself that much closer, which, I mean, a guy like Jose Altuve, you figure he would be busting. Like, he's been a major league player for, what, 15 years now, basically. He should have been giving it a lot better effort than that. Now, I don't know if he's sore. I don't know what the excuses are that you could come up with in that situation. But that's one, especially left-handed hitter comes up, pulls the ball on the right side. Like, that's one that I got to be at third base on as that base runner. That being said, obviously, fantastic play by Vladdy. And that's the thing. This year, defensively, he hasn't been a liability, which has kind of been the best thing for Blue Jays fans. Because, I mean, even the year that he won the Gold Glove, he was still a liability over at first base. It's just everybody else in the league was that much worse than him at first base. Like, I think he was still a negative three player or a positive three player. I can't remember. But either way, he wasn't sniffing an NL Gold Glove unless he was in the American League that year. That being said, obviously, like I said, his defense, at least from what I've seen, it looks like it has improved across the board. The very heads up play gets the lead out, and then obviously it sets them up in the bottom of the 10th. They come up and they hit the walk off on the Tyler Heineman ground out to first. So that's the big difference right there, is the Blue Jays are keeping their foot down on the gas. They understand I got Boston, I got New York creeping up on me. But on top of that, I can clinch the one seed because right now I'm still ahead of the Detroit Tigers. So I can get that one seed and have the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Huge difference if you can roll that out for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a play that comes back at the end of the year, right? For sure. Huge play. There's no question. And then you look at the Tyler Heineman and stuff like that. How valuable he's been to the Blue Jays this year. He's hit walk-off winning home runs. He hit that one. He walk-off. Man, what a year that guy's had. That's a fantastic job or whatever. And that. But the other one on that fact is that Hoffman was in the game at that point in time. And we know how much he struggled over the last week. He settled down and got going again or whatever. And that. But before that, that's a big play. Like you said, that's just one of those table setters by your defense to say, hey, let's go get these last two outs and go win this game right now. We got our man on the mound. I'm going to play hard for you. We're going to get this. Let's get her done. That's got to fire you up and bring you to life if you're Jeff Hoffman, too.
Yeah. No, and it should fire you up, right? Because that's a huge swing in the game. And now, obviously, the Jays put up two in the ninth to make it a 3-3 game to extend it to extras. But at the same time, you're like, okay, what do we have to do to get it over the hump and get this win? That play right there proves to me, hey, right now, whatever Schneider's saying to them on the bench, it's working, because that looks like a team that's hungry for October baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So this coming in from Milwaukee Brewer fans, Nolan, stuff, 89-57, they are losing right now to the Rangers or whatever and stuff like that. You made an interesting comment before the show or whatever and that on this question. What are the chances of them getting to the century mark on wins for the first time in club history versus getting to 63 losses? They're at 89 wins. Are they going to get the 100 wins or the 63 losses when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. I didn't see them losing to, well, getting swept by Texas. Got to be honest about that one. Obviously, tomorrow's a day off, but like their remaining schedule, they got the Cardinals for three. Then they got, who is it next week? They got the Angels, and they have, I'm trying to look at Thursday's schedule. The Cardinals again.
Cool. Very doable.
To me, that's 7 out of 9 wins right there. So they got a very good chance of getting to the 100 mark. Like, I can't see them not getting to 100. With 6 of their next 9 games against the Cardinals, that should be probably 5 wins. They should at least go 2-3 against the Angels in that. And then, yeah, I mean, they end the year with the Padres, which obviously is not a cakewalk. But I still think that they beat the Padres, especially down in San Diego. And then, yeah, just to finish up the year, like, they have the Cincinnati Reds. So I think it's more plausible for them to win 11 games than it is for them to lose 5 games. Barring some drastic happening. Like to me, there's at least 11 games on that schedule left that you should win.
Especially with a couple of streaks that they've had this year.
That's it. And on top of that, I mean, the Cardinals, realistically, the next 9 games, you win 7 out of those 9, but realistically, they could easily go 13-2 over their next 15 games and come into the playoffs, just what we've seen basically all year on those silly hot streaks that they get on. And that's the last thing you want to do, is have a hot streak team coming into the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure, with the rest of that. I mean, like you said, I'm looking at Philadelphia right now, the way they're playing and stuff like that. That's the only other team that really jumps out at me. I can't say the Dodgers do that right now. I can't say the Padres do that. I can't say the Cubs do that. I just can't right now see that happening. I mean, the Cubs are even ahead of the Dodgers at 82 wins to 81.
Yeah, like, the Dodgers are a joke.
Like, I just don't, that's a good schedule for if you're a Milwaukee fan. You got to be loving life right now. You put yourself in a good position to get to the century mark for the first time in club history and go in, like Nolan said, on a hot streak going into the playoffs. There's no question. If you don't, you should be darn well disappointed. There's no question about it. So, Nolan, I'm going to group this next question all together for you, because now we're getting to that time of year. You touched on it with the Minnesota Twins already. We got a lot of callers calling in and saying, who's getting the axe? Who's getting the axe out of those losing teams? They're looking for 2026 already.
So, it's going to be interesting, because obviously there's a couple of teams with the interim managers going on right now, Pittsburgh and Colorado. Obviously, both of those situations are still up in flux. Washington Nationals, sorry, as well. Their situation's up in flux with an interim manager. So, those three teams immediately right off the hop, they jump out to me. Baltimore Orioles still with the interim manager as well. Sorry, so there's 4. White Sox, probably not. Like I said, Rocco Baldelli on Minnesota, he's got to be on the hot seat. Obviously, Ollie Marmol and my hopes, he's on the hot seat / getting fired. Bochy, obviously, he'll be stepping away at the end of the year. Washington with the interim manager with Los Angeles Angels. I don't know what that situation is going to look like come next year, but I got to assume Wash will be back in some sort of capacity. Athletics, Kotze. I can't see Kotze getting canned.
Here's two that jump out for me, Nolan, and they're both in the National League. Snicker possibly with Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or do you just watch?
No, I agree with Snicker. I said Snicker earlier this year too, and that's one that makes a lot of sense to me. I can see
Torrey Lovello.
I'm indifferent on Torrey. I don't know. And here's the thing, because Arizona obviously went to the World Series a couple years ago. So I think it's tough for me to get behind the idea of them firing Torrey. But same time, obviously, massive regression the past 2 years. Last year, obviously, don't make the playoffs. This year, obviously, the sub-500 season, potentially, that's about to unfold there with Arizona. And it's not like they lost a lot of guys. Like, that was the thing. Obviously, Arizona last year, they go out, they sign their Jordan Montgomery. That contract didn't work out. Eduardo Rodriguez, obviously, his contract really never panned out for them either. But yeah, Arizona kind of being the way that they were. Sorry, what were you saying?
Losing Burns. But you're right. I mean, you still had a pretty good team. You still had Naylor. You still had Suarez for a long time. Ketel Marte wasn't the same player this year or whatever and stuff like that. It's going to be interesting what they look at with that one. I'm agreeing with you. I don't think it's quite the same as the Snicker case in Atlanta. That one I'm tipping a little bit more to Anthopoulos maybe making that move just because it's just been such a bad year. And I know they've had been decimated with injuries too and stuff like that, long-term injuries and stuff, but it's, I don't know. There's got to be a real good look in Atlanta, if nothing else.
Let me ask you this one too, Kirk. All right, Bob Melvin. That's another one that very much a question mark on whether he'll be back next year.
3 weeks ago, they had him out the door. I know.
Well, you think about it. Halfway through the year, they were like two games back of the Dodgers or a game back of the Dodgers. I think they were the second best team in baseball.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we're big fans of Bob Melvin, you and me, and stuff like that, I think, overall. But, you know, you do hear a lot of that type of stuff. You know, maybe there's a little too much old school in there. I don't know. But you certainly hear those rumblings from time to time where, you know, he's not necessarily a player's manager either. So you're right. I think they need to sneak into a wild card for him to have his job moving forward, especially with Bochy making the announcement. Right?
Yeah.
That puts him on the hot seat a little bit because you know there's a connection with Posey and Bochy for sure. It's nothing unequivocal.
Yeah.
So you're right. That could be a guy that if he doesn't make the playoffs, and even if he makes that wild card and he's out in the first, it could still happen, right?
Well, there's
so
we came to the conclusion there's basically 8 potential managerial jobs open. 2 of them will be filled by Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols next year for sure.
I hope so, but Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, the AL MVP runner-up, Mr. Aaron Judge, hits home run number 359 to pass Yogi Berra for fifth most all-time on the New York Yankees home run list. Just want to say congratulations to Aaron Judge, obviously, passing one of the, I don't know, I consider him a part of the Mount Rushmore New York Yankees, Yogi Berra, but passing one of the all-time greats, arguably one of the greatest catchers of all time, Aaron Judge, another fantastic season. What can we say? Like I said, he should finish runner-up, but I feel like the voters will probably give it to him just because he plays in New York and Kyle plays out in Seattle, but that's a different story. Want to give my shout-out to Aaron Judge passing Yogi Berra. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great accomplishment, and that's why he's the captain, right? And doing the job. I mean, on a little bit of the negative side, if you want to or whatever, and that created a little controversial with the Blue Jays series over the weekend, and suspect of sign signaling from second base into home. Who knows what will come from it or whatever, and that. But like you said, both teams waking up sleeping dogs. Hey, that's how you create a rivalry. There's really not that rivalry between the Yankees and the Blue Jays. It's been great series, great history. But that's it. Just great history. No, not great rivalry. So might be the type of stuff that brings it to a head. Who knows? So great final thought, Nolan. And Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, listening to the show, sharing the message, being a dirtbag. That's the bottom line. Being a dirtbag. We thank you so much for it. So again, service men and women, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do every day. So all of us here in the nation can do what we do, and that's be a part of baseball as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, a trainer, whatever capacity, on the field, off the field. That's what it's about, getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty every single day. So on that note, if you are out there playing this week, hey, leave it on the field. Play hard, shake the hands, respect the opponent at the end of the day, and be thankful for another day of being able to be a part of this great game of baseball that we all live, breathe, and die. And that's the bottom line. There's no question about it. So hopefully, again, it's another great week. AL West, as we've talked about all night, saddle up. Saddle up and get ready. So unfortunately, though, it's that time of the week. It's the time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.